Well, Coach, just a tough one to take tonight. Overall, I thought you guys just did a good job of competing, but bottom line is you just had too many innings where you couldn't get guys on, and when you did get guys on, just couldn't bring them in.
Yeah, you know, that first inning really hurt. We started off, you know, we want to set the tone and punch someone in the mouth, and we did a good job of setting it up to do that, and then striking out three times to start that inning. That just put momentum in their favor, and then we misplay that fly ball right off the bat, and, you know, we kind of were behind the eight ball. Can't get behind a big ball with good teams.
Yeah, that's really one thing that makes baseball such a difficult sport, especially whenever you're facing a really good team like North Clay, is whenever you don't take advantage of their mistakes, more often than not, they're going to come right back and make you pay for that.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good team over there. And, you know, in that I think it was the fifth inning, right? Yeah, the fifth inning, you know, we gave them six outs. We gave them three outs, and they took advantage. And that's the difference in the ballgame. We didn't take advantage of our opportunities, and they took advantage of theirs.
Top of the fifth inning, too. I mean, your guys did a good job of battling back. And a lot of it was done with two outs. It started with Carson getting on base and then Will moving him to second. And then a batter later, Cade was able to drive him in. Cade then able to come home to score on Cooper McManaway, taking advantage of his speed. But felt like then you guys just had the momentum. But like you said, just gave him too many outs in the bottom half.
Yeah, you know, I thought we did a really good job of scratching and clawing and getting back in the game, especially to tie the game. I was playing for 1-1 there, and we actually got two and tied the ball game. And I thought, you know, it's a new ball game. And then you give them three extra outs, and good teams take advantage of that.
I thought, too, for the most part, this was a really well-pitched game. Cade just did his best to keep you guys in there, and I know that's what you expect every time you get the ball in his hands.
Yeah, you know, I thought that was one of his better efforts of the fall. Against a really good team, and he kept us in there the whole time. And there was a lot of traffic on the bases. He had a lot of stressful innings, but he was able to get out of it with minimum damage, except for that bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what you need out of a senior ace, is someone who's not only going to give you a chance to win the game, but just still keep you in it, even whenever things aren't going in his favor or even whenever he doesn't have his best stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he battled all day. He battled all day for us, and, you know, I thought his stuff was pretty good today, but, you know, we didn't make plays behind him, and they hit the ball. They were aggressive, and they took advantage of him trying to get ahead with the first pitch strike, and it kind of put him in a bad spot sometimes, but he was able to work around a lot of those bad spots, and I'm pretty proud of the way he pitched today for sure.
And, of course, too, you knew this was going to be a tough game coming in. This is a team that you guys have seen quite a bit, and they're a team that's caused a lot of headaches, not just for you guys, but for a lot of teams in this conference.
Yeah, that's a good ball club over there. I thought we were ready for them, and I thought throughout the whole game we were ready for them. Our energy level was good. Our focus was good. It's just, you know, you got to tip your hat to them sometimes. You know, they're a pretty good ball club. They're going to win a lot of games. They're going to beat a lot of teams.
Now, of course, I got to do a little bit of scoreboard watching to figure out who you're playing for third place. You'll either get San Anthony or Windsor Stoustross, and, you know, either one of those is going to be a toss-up, but, you know, also know still that it's a chance to end your season in the fall season, on a high note.
Yeah, you know, I was pretty happy when we won on Monday, getting a couple extra practices and playing a couple extra games. But, yes, we definitely want to end the season on a high note. So hopefully we can regroup in the next couple days and come back and play with the same type of energy and same type of intensity and get a win.